Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. And also live from Orlando, Florida, CPAC 2021. Good to have you along. Of course, the big headline act coming Sunday when the former President Donald Trump makes an appearance here. His first big conversation. We'll get to all that. But here are three big things you need to know for this Thursday, number three right now. Remote learning not sustainable, says Governor Whitmer. Where do we go from here? That's question. Number two, the roads not being fixed appropriately, concrete falling from overpasses on U.S. 131 and elsewhere. We'll talk about that coming up. And number one, speaking of the pandemic, we've got some brand new information coming out from the Whitmer administration. What does it mean? Well, it might mean fewer restrictions. Welcome to it on this 25th of February. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here on this 25th of February. Michigan's COVID-19 case numbers are relatively low. I'm going to take a bit of this from MLive and share it with you, but apparently there's information coming out of the governor's office. The state may be rolling back some of its restrictions. We are expecting to make some announcements on additional re-engagements in the days coming. That's what the governor said in a news conference. Our case numbers and public health metrics are trending the right direction. I'm very pleased to see that. I'm feeling very optimistic. She said one potential tweak could involve restrictions on visitors at nursing homes. Clearly the hot topic. The Emmy Award-winning Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York in big trouble now, not for being a sexual predator, as he's been accused by some, but for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and sending COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and so forth. The same thing that happened in Michigan and in a total of five states, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, and California. That's it. 45 states didn't do that, so now there are calls for an investigation of what happened in Michigan. So talking about nursing homes, very sensitive. Our case numbers, public health metrics trending in the right direction. So said the governor. The indoor gathering limit, another potential change. Whitmer has said currently residential gatherings are limited to 10 people, although nobody's really paid much attention to that. And from no more than two households, she says such gatherings were a large part of COVID-19 spread in the fall. Although, let me ask you this. I want to know who actually believes that government can control the spread of a virus. Can you show me that government anywhere in the world has prevented the spread of the COVID-19 virus? And I say that because, go ahead, look around. Look at Germany or Spain or Italy, the United States, wherever you want to look. Lockdowns, quarantines, mask mandates, and so on and so forth. Well, America's done so much worse. No, not really. No, not really. We have not done worse than, well, we have more cases, that we have more people than others. China's done so well. China has lied. You just embrace the truth. It'll set you free. The truth is that China hasn't had a death, they tell us, in months from COVID. Remarkable accomplishment, isn't it? A remarkable accomplishment. Of course, it's not to be believed unless you just get rid of the host, of course. But if you look at Italy and Spain, the UK, they've all tried these lockdowns. Can't go anywhere, can't do anything. And you know what? The virus spreads anyway. You know, back in the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, 19, and 20, the virus spread worldwide to places that nobody went. How do I know? There were studies done here just a few years ago of Inuit populations, indigenous people north of the Arctic Circle, places where there were no roads, and nobody in and out. And yet they had fatality rates of 90% in some of those Inuit villages of northern Alaska, northern Canada, in 1919 and 1920. And so how did they determine that they were killed by the Spanish flu? Well, that's easy, because they went back and the graves were in permafrost. So the bodies were very, very well preserved. So they went back and they studied the folks and realized, yes, they had Spanish flu. How did it get there? First of all, you didn't have Republicans to blame, and you didn't have mass air travel, and there were no roads, and nobody went there anyway, and there were villages of, you know, 50 or 100 people. There were 90% fatality rates from the Spanish flu. So I come back to the basic question of, can government stop a virus? And I believe that the information is becoming more clear that no. Government really doesn't have the ability to stop a pandemic. Government really doesn't have the ability to control a pandemic. Government cannot control a virus, despite the best intentions. But they can destroy your rights. They can undermine the Constitution. They can obliterate your freedom and force you to do things you wouldn't ordinarily do, because they will threaten businesses with the forfeiture of license, with financial penalties. So, for example, if you go to a restaurant or a bar in Michigan and there are too many of you, that restaurant or bar that's struggling to survive after they were closed down for so long, allow a few too many people in, and suddenly they're penalized badly, and their liquor license is revoked. Or their license to serve food is revoked, and then there's fines that come on and penalties day after day. But here's what you have to know. The takeaway from the governor's office is this. When the restrictions are eased, they're not likely to be removed entirely. In fact, that might never happen, they're telling us. Of course not. You can't keep people in, you know, panic porn and pandemic porn fear and fear-mongering. You can't do that if you just say, well, we're good with it now. And, of course, you know, one of the big mistakes of the Whitmer administration and several more across this country, keeping kids at home through all of this, defying the science that young people are not negatively impacted by the negative impacts on children, keeping them from socializing, the depression, the anxiety, the number of suicides of young people at levels we've never seen because of the isolation created by very poor public policy. Very poor. I mean, the worst public policies you've ever heard. And so there you are. Government can't control anything, but they can destroy lives. This is a generational issue, because if you look at what has happened, it's not going to be cured. The number of dropouts, the number of people that are never going back to college, the number of people that have been negatively impacted, that have been hooked on drugs and alcohol and the internet and pornography and all of these things, these have generational impact and damage. There's no argument about it. There's no dispute. By the way, the governor says that remote learning is not sustainable. No kidding. We knew that about 2 weeks in. The remarkable thing about remote learning is that the state of Michigan had no plan for it. The governor sat there and bumped her gums and prattled on about how there was no plan from Washington for handling the pandemic or vaccines or whatever. She had no plan whatsoever for remote learning statewide. That was her responsibility. That's your responsibility, Governor. Oh, and by the way, Governor, again, the invitation's open. Governor Whitmer, come on the program. Let's talk about your orders that sent COVID-positive patients to nursing homes. Let's talk about your plans for students. Let's talk about your science-based approach to the pandemic. Let's have that conversation. You've been here a number of times before, Governor. No reason to hide from me now. But I think an investigation is in order, on par with what they're doing in New York. It should also happen in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and California. Any governor that sentenced COVID patients back into places where people were not COVID positive must be evaluated. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.